thefastest.com. Welcome, I'm your host Tony Teolis, and we're keeping track of things to do around the home for a better life. Today is February 19, 2012. This is episode 49 of the To-Do List Home Podcast. Get rid of stink bugs and home insects. Coming to you from Northern Virginia in the USA. More information on this podcast and others can be found at todolisthome.com. The song of the day is Masters of War by Bob Dylan, recorded on the Freewheelin' Bob Dylan from 1963. Have a listen through the link that can be found in the show notes. What drives this? This is my way of paying back years of using the internet for research, learning and improving permaculture techniques to help build community, sufficiency, and reliance, retiring at age 55 or younger, and thesurvivalpodcast.com. Go to thesurvivalpodcast.com today and learn how to live the good life if times get bad or even if they don't. Todolisthome.com is your stop for home and life projects. We save you money and time. Connect with us. Listen to us on iTunes and podcasts. Watch the To-Do List Home videos on YouTube channel Tokyo73. Follow us on Twitter and be our friend on Facebook. Links to all these sites are at todolisthome.com. You'll find files that you can download for your to-do list. Share your to-do list ideas with us. Our home projects and endeavors for making a better life become stories of how we put past experiences and research together to present you home, work, and life projects with a purpose. It's not always important what we do, but it should always be important why we do things, especially if we're trying to make a better life. On our to-do list today is get rid of stink bugs and home insects. But first, a disclaimer. Neither this site or its owner are in any way providing anything other than personal stories of what was required to plan and accomplish tasks for a personal to-do list. No responsibility is to be attached to the owner or site for what you actually do with the information provided. Bugs are a pain, especially when they show up in your home uninvited. They invade the home and make themselves comfortable without asking for permission. In some cases, they'll damage the very home they invade for protection and sustenance. Repairs can be astronomical in extent and cost. There are safe ways to control pests around the home that you can do yourself and teach the rest of your family as well. Good lifestyle practices will result in a well-managed residence. But sometimes more drastic measures are necessary, and there are some good products on the market that can greatly aid insect control in the home and savings in the wallet. Good safe lifestyle practices will protect the health of your household while keeping ugly critters and other pests at bay. When certain insects exceed the amount that you can live with, extra measures can be taken without threatening you or your family. What I describe is just my practice. Let's face it, if it buzzes, squeaks, eats my plants, or stores food and has more legs than I do, chances are I don't want it in the house. Except for my dog, of course. Sometimes a nasty critter like a wasp will end up in the home and the only reaction is to blast them with a good stream of deadly bug spray. But those occasions are rare. Combating houseflies can be more common, but good eye-hand coordination and a fly swatter are usually more than a match for any housefly that makes the mistake of entering our home. Some of the typical home insects that require control include, but are not limited to, ants, of which there are 7 types, bed bugs, bees, cockroaches, of which there are 3 types, carpet beetles, centipedes, fire brats, fleas, 3 types of flies, fruit flies, hornets, house centipedes, lice, moths, mealworm beetles, red spiders, silverfish, spider beetles, woodlouse, and termites, of which there are 2 kinds. Not done yet, there's still wasps, woolly bears, woodworms, and weevils. Changes I've noticed or read about in home pests over the past few years in America, and some of my feelings about the four worst home insects are, first, they're stink bugs. I hate them. They stink. They can ruin the mood if they show up at the wrong time. And the kids hate them. And when I find one, I really hate them. They're gross, and we don't like them. Back in the fall of 2011, we found them mostly on the second floor, which led to me suspecting that they came in from the attic. The bugs stay hidden through the winter, and when spring comes, they start to move around. They look for a way out, but it's hard for them to escape through the same entrance which they invaded from, and they come into the living space of the home seeking a way out. I try to prevent stink bug invasions by making a thorough inspection of the outside of the home. Doors and windows are checked for cracks and torn screens. Weather stripping the basement door helps to keep them out of the most likely entrance. And all other doors are well sealed, but you only need one little hole to serve as a welcoming mat for these creatures. I haven't really checked the attic and crawl space vents for torn or missing screens. I know they're not there, and I'll have to do something about that. In the spring and fall, I usually sprayed a barrier of home defense to the outside foundation and around the doors and windows on the inside. I would also do a thorough and safe spraying further in the home, but I hadn't done this regularly enough, and that's how we suspect the stink bugs had a good start before I eliminated them. We see stink bugs a little bit around the edamame plants in the gardens we grow in the summer, but we also have a lot of attractive flowers to lure in natural predators like praying mantises and ladybugs. They haven't been troublesome in the gardens, and if we do notice an infestation, I'll just go ahead and spray some neem oil on the plants that need a little. Roaches are another nasty home pest. They're the most disgusting and toughest to kill home pest. If you have a roaches, it's hard to get rid of them. Good prevention and waste management practices are what we do, but cockroaches are just god-awful creatures. They're so disgusting and durable that they are most likely the only life form capable of existing in apocalypse. They can enter the home through cracks and crevices, vents, sewer and drain pipes. They're good at hitchhiking too and can be brought in the home through products like grocery bags, boxes, and even on your shoulder. A home is a great breeding ground because there's food, warmth, water, and nesting places for cockroaches. They can also reproduce quickly. Cockroaches usually only come out at night, and if you do happen to see one, it might mean that there's hundreds more hiding nearby. The danger from them is that the dust created by their cast-off skins, dead bodies, and droppings can aggravate allergies, especially in children and sensitive adults. Luckily, since we moved in here 3 years ago, we haven't noticed any in the home, and we do maintain excellent sanitary conditions. Additionally, I place or replace Combat brand traps around the inside of the home. Knock on wood, we won't ever see any of these nasty creatures. Bed bugs are another horrible home pest. This is scary shit right here. These pests can leave itchy welts on the skin and can cause allergic reactions such as severe itching. Termites are probably the most dreaded of a home pest because they will literally eat a family out of the home. They're accountable for far more damage to homes across America than any other pest. Each year they cause billions of dollars in destruction as they feast on wood, insulation, and various household items. Additionally, they can harm or kill trees and shrubs in your yard. Termites crave cellulose, which is found in dead wood, and their complex networks of tunnels in the soil enable them to find food and water. Well, what is important and why should we control these and other pests, and why do I take measures to do so? Well, as I already explained, what these four main pests and other insects can do is bad. What you have to look for and the consequences of no action can lead to costly repairs and possibly even a remodeling of your home. We want to try to avoid that as much as possible, don't we? The moment I become aware of any signs or indications of pests, I identify exactly what it is I'm up against. The internet is a great place to get help with this step, and should I find anything suspicious but am unsure of exactly what pest might have caused it, I go to the internet to do some research, and I provide a number of links in today's show notes to aid in this practice of pest identification. It's always a good idea for my family and I to be preemptive as well. This requires us to actually go looking for signs of pests before waiting for something to happen which might indicate their presence. In the case of our home, which is partly constructed of wood, it is always a good idea to conduct routine checks for termites, as this is one problem that should always be caught early. Termites may very well be eating away at our home without our knowledge, and if this goes unchecked, they can cause severe damage and even compromise the structural integrity of our home. It's very important to properly identify the problem. For example, bed bug bites are commonly mistaken for mosquito bites, resulting in pest control measures being taken specifically to deal with mosquitoes, which are invariably ineffective when trying to get rid of bed bugs. It's best to start looking for pests prior to purchasing a home with a thorough home inspection. This is required in most states and usually costs just less than $40. It's a good idea to do your own inspection right after the purchase, but before you move into a new home. Following that, I conduct my inspections and preventive measures in the early spring and fall. But how do you actually control home pests? Well, I'll explain how I control home pests. We do it ourselves because it provides a great opportunity to explore the home and check for the general integrity as well as pest infestations. Doing these inspections on our own allows us to find the most practical and affordable solution for a particular problem. If and when pests are found, we set out finding the most practical, safe, and affordable do-it-ourself solution for the particular pest in question. As usual, the internet is the best place to start, and there is a wealth of reliable and free DIY or do-it-yourself pest control information. When performing this step, we always keep safety at the forefront of our minds. We try to find solutions that don't use harmful toxic chemicals, as these products may put the health of our children and our dog at risk. I like to use words like organic or natural when performing internet research. First, we control home pests with good lifestyle. What I mean by that is we use common sense and keep all areas of the home clean. We take out garbage daily and keep garbage cans clean of food residue. We keep ripe fruit in the fridge. We wash dishes daily. And we make sure that all food and beverage containers outside the fridge or freezer are tightly sealed. Glass jars have rubber seals or plastic containers have snap-on lids, and they're better than the screw-top type jars. We sweep and vacuum the floors and the carpet regularly. And I'm usually in charge of brushing the dog daily and keeping him well-groomed. Another step we do is to make sure that all entryways are sealed. This helps to deny access to new invaders by making sure potential entry points are closed. I'll use silicone caulk to seal any cracks or crevices in the baseboards, moldings, cupboards, pipes, duct sinks, toilets, and electrical outlets, and we place screens in front of heating and cooling vents and repair holes in any existing screens. This is important because we're not talking about mice today, we'll do that in another episode, but the average mouse found in homes can squeeze through a hole the size of a dime. Another step we'll do is to seek out chemical-free strategies, such as laying traps, which is typical, such as fly traps and jar traps and pheromone traps. And we really like to use our fly swatters for smacking any bug we may find around the home. If necessary, another step we'll escalate to is to choose lower risk pesticides. When we have problems that can't be controlled by the previously described processes, we'll go ahead and dust boric acid on cracks and crevices. And this slowly poisons crawling insects like ants by carrying back poison to the queen ant and put an end to her egg-laying days. We control insects and rodents with tamper-resistant bait boxes, and we always make sure that any baits or traps or pesticide residues are kept out of reach of the children and the dog. As for poisons, there's a huge variety of insecticides available, some toxic and some natural. I like diatomaceous earth, which is a powder that kills many insects because the structure of the powder itself is characterized by sharp edges, which pierces the exterior of most insects and dries them out until they die. Very cool. There's products and companies on the market that you can also refer to and that we have in the past. When I think of companies on the market, Orkin and Terminix come to mind, but these large companies have a trait of trying to get customers to sign up for costly monthly plans that once you start are hard to cancel. They use fear tactics and statistics that may not apply to you in order to scare you into signing a contract. However, it is easy to get free termite inspections from them, which is something that I have done in the past and will continue to do if I notice a need for a professional opinion. Some products that are on the market include things like Home Defense. We used to use Home Defense purchased from a home store. It comes in about a gallon-sized container and has enough material to spray and protect the inside and outside of the home for an entire year. The cost is about $20, but again, it's only enough to completely cover the house for 1 year. In October, after noticing some of the stink bugs in the home, I did a thorough internet search for control of these and other pests, and the best product at the best price I found was Cyper WP. You'll find a link to Cyper WP in today's show notes at todolisthome.com. For $26, one container has enough material to make up to 50 gallons for 50 applications, which would last about 50 times as long as a typical purchase of Home Defense. I chose Cyper WP because it is authorized by the USDA for use in inedible product areas in inspected meat, poultry, and egg processing plants. It can be used indoor and outdoor. Cyper WP insecticide has the same ingredients as the much more expensive Demon WP. Cyper WP is one of the oldest and most widely used insect control products used by pest control professionals, and it gives up to a 90-day residual and is virtually odorless. It's very effective for inside and outside use to control stink bugs, ants, roaches, crickets, and many other occasional invaders. And the process that I employ to spray the home with Cyper WP is pretty simple. I've just taken a cleaned Home Defense sprayer, as pictured in the show notes at todolisthome.com, and filled it with a gallon of water and one scoop of Cyper WP. I then move everything away from walls, entrances, windows, and spray thoroughly around all the likely entryways and cracks and crevices that critters can come in. I also sprayed in the attic and around all the vents in the home. When I apply Cyper WP in the kitchen, I first ensure that all food and eating utensils and other materials are under cover and out of the way. I also use Cyper WP as a barrier on the outside of the home by spraying up from about 2 to 3 feet from the foundation and about up to a foot on the ground away from the foundation. How do you decide, you know, who to use or what to use? And the first instinct is to think about, is this something you want to do for yourself? Do you think that an episode like this would be helpful for you to learn from me how to save yourself the cost of calling in professionals? Do you have the budget for professionals? Maybe you have enough discretionary funds that you can just afford to have a professional worry about it and make it careless for you. Or are you a little more budget conscious and would like to manage and maintain your home yourself and get to know your home very well? Another thing to consider is, do you have an infestation and how bad is it? Is it something that you can actually control yourself or would require a professional? And as I mentioned a minute ago, doing research on your own will help you decide who to use or what to use, or a combination of both. In conclusion, I'd like to explain the results that I've experienced, especially with Cyper WP. Since I applied it, the stink bugs ceased almost immediately coming into the living area. All winter, not a single romantic evening was interrupted. Nor did either of my kids tell me about the existence of any bug in the home for 4 months. Until today, that is, when a silverfish was spotted and eliminated in one of the bathrooms. It's time to spray again with Cyper WP, and I'll be sure to look for dead ones in the attic. I'll also look into reinforcing any possible entrances with screening material. That's it for today. Now go and inspect your home or residence for pests and get rid of them yourself.